Hello, welcome to our pre-show here. It's Phil. Hello, welcome to our pre-show here. It's Phil. And it's the Space Coast of Florida. There it is behind me. Let me move over because this is a mystery that must be solved. How is it that I cannot center myself on this motherfucking camera? Night after night, I have to keep going further left, further left, further left. It seems like one of these days I'll just go right off the screen to the your right, my left. So anyway, Jackie and I finished watching Untamed tonight, filmed at Yosemite, starring Eric Bana, great actor, Australian actor, with a supporting cast that's outstanding. I can't tell you. I know that Sam Neill is also in the show. Really, really terrific. But it's a simple kind of a whodunit cast with the backdrop of Yosemite National Forest, where this guy is not just a forest ranger, he's a federal agent. I guess that these guys are federal agents. And it's a murder mystery and a generational mystery going back many generations of what happened to these children. But the show is really fucking good. And Eric Bana is, if you don't know who he is, Eric Bana was in Black Hawk Down. He was in Black Hawk Down. I was going to say he was in 12 Dark 30. He was not in 12 Dark 30. He was in Black Hawk Down. He was also in Munich. He played the main Israeli agent in Munich. And in Black Hawk Down, he played one of the Delta Force guys. I think he was like a primary character, the Delta Force character that he played. And some other things that he's been in. But every time I see this guy, he's terrific. I think he's Australian. I could be wrong. Heartily recommend this show. It's called Untamed, shot at Yosemite. Fucking gorgeous. I'd never been to Yosemite. I grew up in California. I've never been to Yosemite. Never. And I was talking to Jackie. She was raised a big part of her life in California. She never went there. Both of us were raised with fathers who liked to take us camping. So I went camping at Lake Kachuma, Lake Isabella. We went camping up and down the fucking California coast. Lots of campsites on beaches around, in California. But never went to Yosemite. Maybe it's because it was a kind of a hump. It was a long drive. I don't know. But God damn, is it beautiful. Jesus. El Capitan, the dome. What is it called? The dome? Half dome. Excuse me. Half dome. God, incredible place, man. And they got permission to shoot there. And they probably were allowed just really limited days of shooting and limited areas of the park where they were allowed to shoot. It looked like they did a lot of drone shots, you know. Some really breathtaking, really beautiful. All right, so on the show today, we're going to do Wes Hurlford and Emerelda Wheeler, part two, from our great brother, Rory McLeod, in Columbus, Ohio. I'm telling you, the shit he put together is pretty fucking funny. And what's interesting is the different... Dean Wheeler is so old in our canon that he's had different voice. I've changed his voice, you know, it was kind of like this originally, and he's sort of butched up a little bit. But I didn't know that Emerelda Wheeler had a voice. She's talked like this, then she talked like this, until finally she's just in the background going, you know. I wasn't quite sure what to do with her. Who the fuck is this, man? Oh, my God. Incredible. Cheap Trick. So Jeff Baker posted some pictures of Cheap Trick. I mean, love you, Cheap Trick. I love you. I really do, brothers. But you cats can't be much younger than me. I mean, Cheap Trick hit the album charts in 1979. I was a music director in Miami at WSHE in 1978. I was 26 years old. When I got to L.A., I was still 26, but it was 78. And I think Cheap Trick came out. Their Budokan show, live at the Budokan, I think that was 79. Am I wrong? Shut up. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. Fuck off. Get out of here, all you fucking assholes. Tired of this shit. Wasn't that 79, Budokan? I could look it up, but I don't feel like it. All right, let's get our shit together. Love you.